With 95% of the energy produced in West Virginia coming from coal-fired power plants, many within the industry feel the state will be the hardest hit by the new proposal. Roger Horton, a retired miner from Logan County, paints a grim picture already evolving in coal country. He sees an EPA ignoring its economic impact on countless coal mining families.
The uncertainty now that is created by these new rigs is going to make even more people apprehensive about being able to keep their homes. And I'm sure that there are going to be more who lose their jobs and have to relocate. And that's just absolutely, absolutely wrong.
President of the West Virginia Coal Association, Bill Rainey, told reporters during a press conference that the regulations punish our people and show no respect for our state.
Every time we lose a coal miner's job in this state, we lose a piece of West Virginia because we lose payroll, taxes, hospitalization, and contributions to the miners' retirement and health benefit funds.
And that also worries United Mine Workers of America President Cecil Roberts, who told reporters that 94,000 people depend on health and retirement funds from the coal industry. The union, often at odds with the industry, is joining in the fight opposing the regulations.
Make no mistake about this. Without a coal industry, there is no one for me to bargain with to extract those kinds of benefits from.
It's no surprise that coal jobs are disappearing. It's a trend that the state's been facing for years. Since 2012, thousands of West Virginia coal miners have lost their jobs. Some of them are finding relief through federal dollars that pay for training or school to start a new career. Even without EPA regulations, reports indicate that coal jobs would decline anyway. It's a finite resource. The coal seams are depleting, and energy competitor natural gas is booming. When introducing the regulations, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said American can lead this fight, but industry and the UMWA worry no one will follow.
I heard a pastor on Easter Sunday morning say this. He said, if you're a leader and nobody's following you, you're just going for a walk. The United States is going for a walk on this one because nobody's going to follow us. Thank you.
Other reports indicate that China has begun regional experiments with a more market-friendly approach pioneered in the U.S. The language might sound familiar. They're looking at putting a cap on total emissions of sulfur dioxide from power plants, allocating tradable pollution permits to individual polluters. West Virginia has already started experimenting with ways to reduce carbon emissions with carbon capture and other technologies. President and Chief Operating Officer for Appalachian Power, Charles Patton, says AEP, the largest coal burner in the Western Hemisphere, has reduced its carbon footprint by about 21% since 2005. And right now, that's not cheap.
In doing that, we have spent across the AEP fleet somewhere north of $10 billion. And so what we see is a carbon footprint that is shrinking. We see an industry that has invested billions of dollars, and we see customers, as a result of those investments, who have seen their electric bills increase 50% over a very short period of time.
Appalachian Power serves about 1 million customers across West Virginia, Virginia, and Tennessee. The new regulations give flexibility to the states, and Patton says he plans to work with governors in both Virginia and West Virginia.
Is to make sure that we move forward smartly in a manner that preserves jobs in West Virginia and that makes sure that electric rates are protected, because our consumers here in the state have already seen significant rate increases resulting from EPA rules.
The EPA is the target of bipartisan wrath. West Virginia's congressional delegation is a mix of Democrats and Republicans, and all but Senator Rockefeller have sharply criticized the proposed regulations. While lawmakers have talked about it in the past, there was no talk of diversifying the economy on the day the EPA released the proposed regulations. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.